This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yo, this is Ginny. And sup, this is Natalie. Can you hear me rapping?
I can hear you.
That's me making a scissors noise because I'm rapping a present. Tune into one of our podcasts.
Friday. This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of turning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her society.
Welcome to another edition of your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Hey, it's Ginny.
And it's Natalie, the party of the year, which we have been counting down for, is finally here.
Yay! And to tell us all about the Sydney launch party of Joy sponsor Lick Juicy Club, we speak to Zebu.
That's me. Very funny, Gigi. Continuing our chats with cast members from The Real L Word, we catch up with Romy Klinger and see what she's been up to.
That'll be really interesting. And as we love to be your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, it seems there is a media site out there with a video library beyond your wildest dreams. We chat to one more lesbian. Stream us online from anywhere in the world at hersocietyonline.com.au or on your dial right here at Joy 94.9. It is just 10 minutes past 6 here on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Say hello to us by tweeting us at Her Society Live or text through on 0427-JOY949. Zebu, a very exciting event has come to Australia, and we'll talk more about the launch party last night in Sydney. But one thing that we've realised is that counting down to this big event, which is undoubtedly the party of the year from what I've heard from last night and what I've heard is about to come up over the next few days here in Australia. A couple of things that we've realised as presenters is that The Real L Word, we keep forgetting it's a reality series.
Oh, yeah. Keep forgetting. Like, you know, you and I, we interviewed Rose earlier, and then we interviewed Natalie, and then, you know, that there was obviously the story behind them on air, and then you kind of do forget that you need to kind of just be mindful that it's the show isn't scripted. It is for real. Everything that happened, pretty much what it is we're watching through a fly on the wall type of thing, you know, like all that stuff really happened. Like, it wasn't Bette and Tina.
No, and I thought, you know, they're not throwing tables at each other, and Kit's not going to appear magically with a Planet Cafe or anything like that, you know. It really did happen.
It did happen, exactly, and it's pretty full on, you know, from talking to the girls and saying, you know, seeing how full on it is. You know, the cameras arrive at 7 in the morning and then do not leave till you go to sleep.
Exactly.
You know, your whole life is exposed.
I think it kind of hit home for me when we interviewed Natalie, and, you know, she was saying, you know, it was very difficult, obviously, being filmed during a relationship that she had with Rose, and then talking to Rose, it's like, hold on, this actually was real. You know, you both did have a relationship. It was legitimate. It was on air. We all saw what it was about. And, you know, it must be very hard for them in their position too. I mean, obviously, if you're going through a rough patch and that shows comes through on air, you know, you're not displaying probably the best side of you.
Exactly. No, exactly. And you do, you need to have not really a bit of respect, but just a bit of a conscience to watch what you're asking. And because if you only watch a certain amount of the show, obviously that happened, but you don't know what happens after that. So you don't know the relationship or, you know, the dynamics
exactly
of it at that current stage. And obviously, because the show is finished, the show finished, I think, months ago. Or even Irving last year, I think.
I think season one finished, a couple of years ago, early last year, I think it finished.
Yeah, and obviously we don't know what's happened after that.
Exactly. So it's very interesting chatting to cast members of The Real L Word, and we continue to chat to them. We chat to Romy Klinger just later on in the show, which will be very exciting. Plus, we chat to one more lesbian, the lesbian media site.
Hey, this is Anaya Day, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society. Joy FM, y'all. Get into it.
Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Rihanna there with We Found Love. Zebu, she's a girl you'd love to have a Real L Word reality series with.
Careful, my girlfriend's probably listening, Gigi.
She knows too. She's in on it as well.
Yes, probably. I think she has a secret crush on Rihanna. She's just not telling me. Who doesn't? Who does not have a secret crush on Rihanna?
Yeah, no. I don't think she would tell you, Zebu, just personally.
I reckon my mom has a secret crush on Rihanna.
Your mother?
I reckon she does.
Can you prove that, Zebu?
I will ask her and she'll probably go, who is Rihanna? But I'll take that as a, in the closet, in denial, she has a crush.
Well, the funny thing is, if I would ask my mother if, you know, she has a crush on Rihanna, she'd be like, Rihanna? Ah, yes, that's Auntie Daisy's daughter. Yes, she's beautiful. That's what my mother would be like.
Is that like a common name in Sri Lanka?
No, it's not actually, but she would make it, like, she would relate it somehow to her family because there's like 50 first cousins. She'll be like, ah, Rihanna's that Auntie Daisy's first cousin.
Oh, that one. No, I remember her.
Yeah, she's naughty, the lesbian. Yeah, I don't want to sound any rumours about lovely Rihanna over there.
No, of course, because that would be tragic and a dream come true.
Absolutely, Zebu. Zebu, we've had a letter come in from to the girls at hersocietyonline.com.au and a question about couples. Now, when you're friends with a couple who are together and they break up, is it possible to stay friends with both of them? What's your views on this, Zebu?
Oh, going back to, obviously, experience, yes, you can. It depends on the couple, really. It's obviously, it's really hard because you might befriend, you normally never befriend a couple by both of them. You always befriend them, you know, one at a time, or you're friends with one, then they get a girlfriend, and then you befriend the couple as a couple. But when they break up, you obviously stay in touch with the one that you're more closer with.
Mm.
But I make an effort to try and stay in touch with both, because obviously the relationship has nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
But then also, if it's like a really good friend and something bad happened and one hurt the other, I guess maybe a little bit of distance as a respect and friendship.
Mm. That's very interesting, Zebu, because I had an experience recently where it's not necessarily two people were a couple, but it was actually myself and another friend of mine. We just decided to go our separate ways, you know, for whatever reasons. But I feel, even with a couple situation, when you are friends with a couple, there's always one that you're closer to than the other. And I feel as much as you try to stay friends with both of them, your loyalty naturally sways to one more. That's my opinion. I think it's because it's either effortless with that person, you've known that person longer, there's a stronger connection with that person, but you will sway. I feel in most cases, I'm not saying it's impossible to be friends with both people, but I think in most cases you always sway to one more.
I agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, it's also the dynamic and what happened in the relationship. And I guess it's just, I tend to stick by the person that I've obviously been friends with longer, depending on what happened. But I'll always keep in touch with them both. I mean, a friend couple of mine broke up, and I do spend more time with one of them.
Yeah.
But I will make an effort to message the other person and see how she's doing every now and then. But obviously keep them both separate. Like, don't tell one that, I hung out with this person, and then tell the ex, I hung out with your ex. You know, you got to keep it clean.
Exactly.
That's the reason why they broke up. They've broken up.
There's so many politics involved in this, isn't there? It's really, especially when it comes to girls, like there's loyalties and, you know, obviously it gets a bit crazy. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Tweet us at Her Society Live or email us onair@joy.org.au or you can text us 0427-JOY949. HerSocietyOnline.com.au coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia and all over the world on Joy 94.9. Hope you're all well, Zebu. The party of the year kicked off last night in Sydney, so we chat to you about it. Tell us all about it.
One word, crazy. It was, okay, Whitney Mixter and Sara Betancourt caused a heap of a stir last night. Just,
right.
It was crazy. It was just crazy.
So life did imitate art.
Oh my God, yes. And, you know, the thing is that they're so humble girls and they're so lovely. Like, I kept asking Whitney if she was okay and have you had enough and what would you like? Are you tired? Do you want to go? She was like, no, I appreciate the support. She kept saying, I appreciate the support. I appreciate the support. I love this. After the 100th photo that Whitney was taking, she would have taken hundreds and hundreds of photos last night. I would have probably go away. You know, I would have had enough.
Wow. I mean, it is very hard when you think about going out to an event with thousands of girls and thousands of people. You kind of, you've got to talk to everyone. You've got to be sociable. It's quite a draining experience.
It is, and trust me, at the end of it, Whitney was very drained. But Sara, on the other hand, we dubbed her Pocket Rocket because you turn around and she was gone. Like, we were like, oh my God, we lost Sara. We lost Sara. And I'm like, Whitney, we're Sarah. She was like, I don't know. That's Sarah. She just does that. I'm like, oh my God. I got to find her. And, you know, I was looking all over the venue for her and found her outside within this big mob of girls going, oh my God, she was wearing no shoes. You know, people were just like all over her. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Please don't run away again. I got to make sure you get to Melbourne in one piece.
Stay tuned. More from Sydney's kickoff of Juicy Club LA last night coming up. You're on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls, with Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7. We were chatting before about the party of the year, Licks. Hosting tour of Juicy Club LA kicked off last night in Sydney. And I'm chatting to Zebu about it because she was there in the midst of the action. And she just told us about how Sarah went missing. What else happened on the night, Zebu?
Well, they arrived to the venue and everyone was just following them around. Like they were crammed into a little corner because it was like a little VIP section off area. And Whitney couldn't get out for at least the first hour or two that she was there. Like no one would let her out. Everyone was just crowding around. They were grabbing all the couches and, you know, hands everywhere with cameras. And they were just like trying to sneak in. And it was like Brad Pitt was in like in the middle of a straight club, you know?
Brad Pitt. Wow. He would cause a bit of a stir, wouldn't he?
Oh, trust me, she caused a stir, and we've got some great photos of them. And I tell you, one thing that sent the crowd wild was Whitney and Sarah started making out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Was that a sight to see and something to hear about, too?
Now, did your lovely photographer take some photos of that action?
My amazing photographer, Andrew, took some great shots, and we're going to... I think we should leak some on the Her Society website. What do you think,
Jason? I think we should, and I think the funny thing about that is Andrew Kneebone has strived to get an LA Oh My God. I think you'll get a few Oh My Gods, not just from LA, but from Australia as well.
Oh, yes. No. I'm due to see Andrew very soon, and we're going to look at the photos, and we're going to leak some hotness on the Her Society website.
Let's wow. Cannot wait, Zebu. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up from Her Society where we chat to Romy Klinger from The Real L Word, plus Shirin Papillon joins us from One More Lesbian. Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Ginny here taking you through to 7 with Zebu, who's coming to us from Sydney. Zebu, it's very exciting for us at the moment because we're chatting to real cast members from The Real L Word, and, you know, you've been partying with some of them last night. So we're going to be chatting to one of the party animals, Romy.
She's done some... she's a very creative person, isn't she? She's got a line out, and we'll obviously talk about that more when we have a chat to her.
Exactly. She's got a line out. She's been actually doing lots of stuff for different parties and designing things. In fact, let's hear about what she has to say. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society. We chat to Romy Klinger from The Real L Word. Her Society chats to cast members of The Real L Word, and last week we had Rose Garcia, the week before we had Natalie Hornito, and this week we have Romy Klinger all the way from LA. Good evening, Romy.
Morning.
How's it going over there? You seem to be very busy.
I'm in a costume shop right now looking for Halloween costumes for a big event tomorrow for the Gay and Lesbian Center.
Oh, wow. And are you going to go for the event?
We've got like a big red carpet and like a fun, it's like a huge event in the cemetery. So I'm right now in a Halloween store.
Wow. Coming to us live from a Halloween store. And you're going to go to a cemetery to hold this event. Is that true?
Yeah, we're having it in the Hollywood Cemetery.
Are you guys sure you want to do that?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. It'll be scary. Like, we've got everyone, Rose is getting dressed up and going with me. I think it's going to be fun.
What if you get the zombies mixed up with the real people? That's not going to be so much fun, is it?
Maybe not. I'll probably get really, really scared, but I enjoy being scared, so I'm excited.
Wonderful, Romy. Well, we'll ask you a lot about what you've been up to after The Real L Word, but firstly, how did you get involved with the show?
I got involved with the show by falling for Miss Whitney Mixter a few years ago.
Right, okay.
So pretty much kind of fell into my lap because I happened to start kind of dating somebody that was being filmed, you know?
Yeah, right.
And now here I am.
Here you are.
Here I am.
What was the response like from you fans?
From the second season?
Yes.
The response, I mean, I think it was a lot more positive. I think a lot of girls were able to relate with my story and just kind of got to really be a part of, you know, my journey and, like, my growth and, you know, my battle with, like, alcohol. And I don't know, I think it just let people into my life and hopefully it seems like I've gotten a really amazing kind of group of women that have been supportive and really supporting me in my jewelry and just in my life, you know.
Obviously, there are some serious personal things that you went through while, you know, whilst being filmed. How do you feel about your life being so publicly portrayed and being out there so much?
You know, it is a very weird feeling to have your life with such serious things be out there for everybody to pretty much judge, you know, and make their own opinions on it. And I by no means have ever tried to be anything for the cameras or for the show other than myself. And I hope, like I said, that people are capable of, like, relating to it. I think there's a lot that goes on in my life that a lot of people could relate to.
Yeah.
And I feel awesome. I think it's an awesome opportunity that I get the chance to share it. So, I don't know. I don't take things very personally. Like, I don't let things bring me down, you know? People love me. They hate me. I'm not trying to do it for any other reasons, but to be true with myself and for the people that it does affect, then that's where I win, you know?
Right. Good on you, Romy. And it seems like you've formed a few friendships, especially with Rose, I've seen.
Rose was probably one of the best things I got out of doing the show. is like we've definitely become really close after the second season, and we are, you know, I just moved in with her, so now we're living together and we work together. She's really been a huge mentor in my life and like with my business, you know. She's helped so much with like Casa Porvita, and I love her, I respect her, and she is probably one of the closest friends that I've made, just regardless of the show now, just, you know, in my life.
Wow. What's your relationship like with the other cast members? Do you speak to any of them other than Rose?
You know, yeah, I'm friends with, you know, Franny's one of my best friends. You know, I saw Claire last night, and Rachel and Alyssa, you know, they're all my friends. We're just all so busy with our lives and our work right now that sometimes you don't get to see each other as much as you would like to, you know?
Yeah. Romy Klinger there from The Real L Word. Zebu, have you noticed, like, I asked her questions about if she chatted to cast members from The Real L Word. She answered quite a few cast members there who she kept in touch with. But the million-dollar question, does she still speak to Whitney? Do you want to find out?
Look, I can probably find out, but I don't know if I can say anything.
Yeah, actually, we'll find out firsthand because she's going to tell us about it.
Hi, this is Tracy Dinwiddie, and you're listening to Her Society on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my god, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.